8:30 p.m. It's on Prime.
Sometimes we all need a little pampering to feel refreshed and recharged. And cars are no different. Hyundai Promise approved used electric cars are taken back, refreshed, recharged, ready to move forward with a 5-year warranty and battery health certificate. Although we don't play them whale music. Discover more at Hyundai.co.uk. Hyundai Promise approved used cars, warranty terms apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever is sooner.
Radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at 5, the government's working on getting extra seats on commercial flights out of Lebanon. It's urging British people there to leave as fears of a full-scale war in the region grow. Former Israeli military spokesperson, Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Conricus, has told us what their aims are.
What Israel is trying to achieve here is to allow its 70,000 civilians to go back to their homes without being targeted by either Hezbollah anti-tank missiles being fired directly at their homes, or having the specter of Hezbollah having the ability to cross into Israel at will.
Four police officers and a staff member are to face disciplinary proceedings over the David Carrick case. The watchdog's been looking into how the Metropolitan Police dealt with four allegations against the serial rapist while he was a serving officer. He was eventually arrested in October 2021 and jailed last February. Liz Truss has told the Tory party conference the Conservatives would have fared better at the general election if she had still been the leader.
If the mini-budget had been allowed to succeed, you know, we'd have lower corporation tax, we'd have duty-free shoppers coming to London.
She was Britain's shortest-serving Prime Minister, lasting just 49 days in office. And the head of the civil service, Simon Case, has confirmed he'll be stepping down at the end of the year. He says it's for health reasons.
Sport.
With Global Player, home of the best podcasts like The Sports Agents, hosted by Gabby Logan and Mark Chapman.
It's understood the Manchester United owners are continuing to back Erik ten Hag despite their poor start to the season. He's under pressure after a 3-0 home defeat to Tottenham yesterday, which means they've lost three times in their opening six games. Newly promoted Southampton go for their first Premier League victory tonight. They take on Bournemouth at the Vitality Stadium. And France forward Antoine Griezmann has retired from international football. The 33-year-old scored 44 times in 137 games for his country and was part of the team that lifted the 2018 World Cup.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right part at the right price to get your vehicle MOT ready.
Showers for most overnight and windy in eastern England with a low of 3 degrees. Staying wet and windy in the east tomorrow, drier and brighter elsewhere, highs of 17. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Cynthia Templeton.
This is Radio X.
From Global. Clock off with Johnny Vaughan, 4 till 7 thing.
Radio X.
Thank you very much indeed. Dr. Sunder Templeton there with the news. It is Monday, September the 30th, 5:03. Happy Monday to you. It's over. It's done. It's played. Woo! This is the 4 till 7 thing on Radio X. We've got a brand new podcast. It's out now on Global Player, the official app for Radio X. 1-hour-ish highlights of 15 hours of radio from last week with, it's got a bit of a special about it this week because we've got the, Maps versus Red. A little side going up against Harry for that, but for the, what's it called? The Pet Town Analysis segment.
The Pet Town Analysis segment.
Wow. Pass.
Right.
Yeah, I tell you something, this show, that's what we're going to start doing. More TLAs, yeah? Mm-hmm. Three-letter acronyms.
Sure.
A lot more.
Mm-hmm.
That's a real good one. Make a note, little Simon. Right, this is 4-7 thing on Radio X. Here's what's coming up in your middle hour. First up, Paul McCartney did what? Also, CD business grows nightmare scenario. And last week it was the old Irish window cleanup. We spin the reels of the Mexican bandit, find out exactly what this week's Mexican handbag is, and look at the best three of the old Irish window cleaners. That's coming up as well. Right, let's get cracking. This is Four Kicks. It's Kings of Leon. Relax back and go. This will take from here.
Radio X.
WX.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Am I just stuck? I went to a shrink to analyze my dreams. She says it's like a sex that's bringing me. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Grasping to control, so I better hold on. Sometimes I give myself the my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Am I not
Green Day, Basket Case. It is Monday. We're getting near. I mean, it's a month away, but we're getting to the center season, the Halloween season.
We are, yeah.
Already, you start. I know you love Halloween. We're starting. And in the papers, I don't know why the Star always goes with it nice and early.
They do go for it early, don't they? Yeah,
yeah. We're not even in October yet.
No. It starts tomorrow.
But already you're starting to get sort of the jack-o'-lantern there. You know, suddenly
things are slightly orange in the artwork in the paper. And
Try and watch a lot of horror films over the next 30 days. Yes,
defo. So I've just been reading in the papers. There's three things that are quite... They're not meant to be horrific, but for me they are.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. First up, yeah? A seed. This is fascinating. We'll be the judge of that. A seed has been recovered from an archaeological dig in the Judean desert in the 1980s. Yeah, this is in the 80s.
Right.
Okay. It was 1,000 years old. This thing.
Okay. Just one seed?
One seed. It only weighed 0.5 gram.
Mm-hmm.
And they planted it, yeah?
Okay.
Go on.
Wow. This is the start
I'm nervous
of the film.
Now.
And it's germinated.
No.
Yeah. It's now grown into a species of tree that appears to be new to science.
No!
You are joking.
I'm kidding.
It's like Little Shop of Horrors.
Right.
What?
The only thing is, what if we've woken something up? It's like a horror film. Trees.
Yeah, what if this new species kills all other tree species?
Right. Yeah, right.
They haven't thought about this.
Yes, yeah, they haven't.
It could be that tree.
Have they thought it through?
They haven't.
Do we know?
Thought it
through. We always think, do you know what they're messing with? When it's like those guys with the particle reactor in Switzerland.
Mm. Yeah.
And when they turned it on, do you know what they've now said?
What?
We didn't know if it was just going to end the universe.
What?
You're thinking, oh, flick the switch.
Ooh, guys.
Jeez.
Yeah, but they didn't give us a bit of warning.
No, they're like, we're not going to. When we're literally messing with the very fabric of the universe by doing something the universe couldn't have expected. Thinking, how come on that planet they just zapped those two? Yeah. Not that the universe thinks like
just
that.
Just turned this planet inside
the universe
out.
Is suddenly turned around and going, hey, hang on a second.
Oh, you're not
awful lot of atoms seem to be messing around.
Rob, the universe is a cockney.
Rather unpredictably dead on Earth. Do you know any of that bang in Hiroshima? Anyway, listen. It's grown into a species of tree. And like you're saying, son, we might be waking something up that we just don't know about. This is, I mean, it was, yes, the particle accelerator, it was fine. But this went extinct for a reason.
Yeah.
Sorry, for a reason. I don't know why I went, it's grown into a species of tree that appears to be new to science, but which Salon believes. Not really, that sounds like, this is Dr. Sarah Salon.
Oh, I thought you was about the publication.
No, but already. Salon.
Dr.
No,
Salon.
If a tree does anything that
Dr.
Salon bids.
And her killer tree.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Terrifying.
No, Gav, just Salon. Although, Dr. Salon.
Yeah.
It sounds. Yeah.
Menacing.
Anyway, we'll get this. Do you want to hear more?
Yes.
Salon and her colleagues propose that the plant could have been the source of a precious ancient commodity known as Thori.
And what is this commodity? Is it like cheese, or is it some kind of drug, or is it like flowers?
What, this resinous substance?
Cool.
Well, it gets a name check several times in the Bible.
Oh, yeah? In what context?
It's a balm.
A balm, you
yes.
say?
So it might be something from the sack.
Yeah, we don't know. In Genesis, after Joseph's coat of many colours makes his brothers envious, you remember they sell him to a group of traders.
Right.
And she's nice of them.
Yeah.
Go, let's sell him.
They get some of this balm in exchange for
him. We got so jealous about his jacket, we sold him.
I mean, his fancy jacket.
Ruthless, aren't they?
It's extreme.
No, they're really ruthless mob, aren't they?
It really is.
No wonder God came down and gave us some commands, just for sort of guideline.
Yeah.
Could have been a really annoying jacket, though.
Yeah, it could have been really. Yeah, could have been. Because they wouldn't have all had multicolored
exactly,
jackets.
Yeah,
I better get on with this, Gav.
Go on, yeah.
Do you know I'd love if they found out?
What?
It was tartan.
Multicolored, you say.
Give me tartan. Imagine that. It was actually ancient jocks. Anyway, get this, right?
Go on.
They were carrying Tory. They were Tory traders.
Right.
And myrrh as well.
Mm.
Joseph's father, Jacob, later, I'm coming, it's in the paper, you know, it's a Bible in the paper.
I know, it's a
Joseph's father was later reported. Joseph's father.
The son of God.
Yeah, Jacob, 940. Yeah, biblical ages. Later includes a story in a set of gifts he sends to the Grand Vizier of Egypt. Yeah?
Wow. Well, it must be serious stuff, whatever it is.
This tree's from AD 990.
Wow.
My God.
Yeah, yeah. That's what the radiocarbon says.
Mm.
Anyway, it's now 3 meters tall and has hands.
I can play the guitar.
It does. This is Fontaine.
Say, yeah.
HTC favourite. Sorry, I was just carrying on reading about that seed. Because I was just thinking myself, how does a tree go extinct?
I know. Yeah. How does a tree go extinct?
Back then.
Especially a tree that is growing.
I want them all.
I mean, you think...
cut them all down.
Also, it might be like some kind of insect which attacked that particular kind of tree.
Yeah.
And then when
disease,
the tree went extinct, then that insect went extinct. And are we now introducing a new ecosystem where that insect could come back?
Aurora Borealis.
Oh, my God.
Springfield.
Unbelievable. No, no, no.
Okay. Sorry. Anyway, it's a nice theory, but they're also found in Africa, Madagascar, Arabian Peninsula, and it's not just, you know, in Judea.
Right.
We're talking about Judea as in the news today. The Judean. Anyway, but yes, so they're everywhere. Right. So how do they all disappear, like everywhere?
I see.
Maybe the stuff that it produces, which was some kind of... you know, very valuable resin, a balm.
Yeah.
Maybe just there was like a war over it and they overdid it, you know, like they almost hunted all the bison out of extinction in America.
But what happened to the whole Tory game?
Yeah,
you know, the people who were selling it.
Yeah, and I've never heard of the Tory route.
No, I haven't.
Or the Tory wars or the, you know, shipping lanes.
But when they were sort of saying, well, what happened, guys? You go, just all the trees just went.
It just ended.
What do you mean it went? We just know we can't find
it. There's not much call for it anymore.
Can't find one. Not as the demand. We just can't find any trees. Mm. They can't all have gone.
Mm. There's no more Tory.
We just cut them all down.
That's it.
We had a Tory party.
There's just not much call for it.
Yeah. Blooming Tories. Right, next. Mexican handbag. Stay with us.
Johnny Vaughan.
With Motors. Helping you cut through the car search chaos.
Radio X.
Most homes would save with Octopus. Matt switched and started saving in April last year.
You just get it right, the customer service, the sort of communication. You stepped it up, I think, for an energy company, so well done.
Octopus Energy, outstanding value with award-winning customer service. Visit octopus.energy/value for our calculation.
Dad, no one uses voicemail. Send voice notes. Oh, did you set up your dating profile? It's time to put yourself out there. Never too old to fall in love. So basically, me and Marty spoke to Zara from St. James's Place about saving for our honeymoon. After the house deposit, it looks like it won't be the Caribbean. More like Cornwall. Love you. Bye.
While you're looking out for the ones you love, our one-to-one financial advisors are looking out for you. St. James's Place. Invaluable advice.
A wise man once said, don't turn down free stuff. Like 32 Red's free daily tipping point game. It gives you the chance to win £10,000. Incredible. Plus, play top slots like The Cube, I'm a Celeb, and Immortal Romance 2. Play incredible at 32 Red. 18 plus to gambleware.org. Free to play game opt-in required. 30 times wagering and max withdrawals apply. Visit 32red.com for full terms.
Amazon now brings you the Champions League.
Whoa, Gabby Logan in my living room.
What a fantastic night of football.
Tuesday's must-watch match.
It doesn't get much better than that.
Arsenal versus PSG. Tuesday from 6:30 p.m. It's on Prime.
Hi all.
How are we doing?
Afternoon.
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 Let's get this meeting.
Meeting.
Meeting started.
Hi.
Mom.
When everyone's home, EE Work Mode prioritizes your broadband for working from home with full fiber, the UK's most reliable broadband technology.
Yeah, I've got you loud and clear. Clear as a bell.
This is broadband made for working from home. Search EE Broadband, powered by BT.
Work mode with EE Smart Hub Plus. Full fiber, 47% UK availability. To verify, see ee.co.uk/claims.
Most homes would save with Octopus Energy. Outstanding value with award-winning customer service. Visit octopus.energy/value for our calculation.
Radio X.
Kick off with the Chris Moyles Show tomorrow morning from 6:30.
Hello, Johnny Vaughan. Chris Moyles here. Lovely to be back in the studio this morning. In fact, I enjoyed it so much, I'm going to come back tomorrow morning and do it all over again. I'll probably say different words and stuff, but let's be honest, the playlist will be the same. Tomorrow morning for the Chris Moyles Show.
Check the latest travel info at radiox.co.uk.
Radio X.
Going to the shops isn't everyone's bag. Like Priya and Sarah here, in their front room trying to kickstart their two-woman band. They'd rather get easy prep meals, ingredients and more delivered by Tesco Whoosh while they practice. Store to door from as little as 20 minutes. Keep it up, girls. Tesco Whoosh. Every little helps. Fees apply. Delivery times range from 20 to 60 minutes. Selected areas only. Pricing specific to Whoosh. See tesco.com/whoosh.
Johnny Vaughan.
Radio X.
Jerry Cinnamon, Ghost. I like the way they lay the show. Turn into a ghost, we turn into a, at the end.
Yeah.
Mm. Great, that, isn't it?
Like a round.
Mm. It is like singing rounds.
Yeah.
Sure.
Wonder if those Scottish school children do that.
I hope so.
Turn into a ghost if you want.
It's the old school. Glasgow fugue.
Hey, Gav, which
what?
Brings me neatly onto the subject. Hey, Gav, for once you did something that wasn't what I call a complex mind stone.
Go on.
You know, like in action, in all those old dad movies where they throw a stone to distract the guard.
Yeah.
Normally, that's what your comments do to me. Every Saturday between 11 and 1 on the Kickabout, Gavin and I do a little thing called Mexican handbags. They're observations of everyday life. You take the old, you simply add a place and an action and or object On this show, we make the handbag, you define it. Remember, you can buy your very own Mexican handbag merch from RadioX.co.uk. What's good about the bags is they've got nouns and verbs, and above that, places, and you can actually, you can just stare at the bag and create your own.
I'm actually taking mine to Glasgow this weekend, because I'm DJing up there.
I'd like to do that, but I haven't been given one.
Oh.
Despite being the, you know, originator of them, I'm afraid the company...
quite reasonably priced.
The company hasn't been that generous. I'm going to have to get in line, it seems, for the second run of them, as I gather they get quite short. Anyway, remember, you can buy your own Mexican handbag merch from RadioX.co.uk. Right, we ready for this? Last time we created the old Irish window cleaner. Here are the top three. Suns, what did you pick out?
James in Dartford sent this in and says the old Irish window cleaner is a barman drying a pint glass with a filthy rag.
Wow.
Love it.
Gav, what you got?
Marky Mark in Norwich says the old Irish window cleaner is the pigeon that flies into the office window, scaring the bejesus out of everyone.
Okay, and Ben Fexley, his old Irish window cleaner, it's just any antivirus software, but particularly McAfee.
I like that,
I'm just trying to think. I'm going to think about this.
It's the pigeon. It's the pigeon.
No, none of these really...
Really?
None of these jump out at me. I seem to remember having more fun than this last week, reading them out.
Well, you remember them being more
fun. No, but I just remember that, just for me, that three doesn't... There was hundreds. Do you remember?
There were loads, yeah.
Or were we just feeling lazy? What was yours?
A barman cleaning a pint glass.
Yes, that's going to win it. Well done.
Yep.
Absolutely brilliant. Right, so we can move on with business. Right. It just sounded like a really nice, polite round of applause, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
Do it again, polite round of applause, and...
Okay.
Right. From now on, also, when we have guests in, let's do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because at the moment we guest, we do that thing they all do on radio shows where it's just like a little group and everyone goes, look, our guest today has been so-and-so.
Yeah.
We try and sound like a huge crowd.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I think from now on we'll go, you know, if we've got a...
Just a golf clap.
Yes.
Just a polite...
Our guest today is Mr. Liam Gallagher.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Yeah, it sounds really much like wartime radio.
It's brilliant. Right, here we go. We're going to publish the Mexican Lexicon online soon at radiox.co.uk. Let's spin the wheels of the old Mexican bandit, find out today. Here we go. The old... Congo. Okay, the old Congo... Panda. A panda.
The old
in the Congo.
The old panda. Congo panda.
Well, right off the bat, there we go. Something or someone that just shouldn't be there.
Oh, yeah, it feels like really odd.
Sticking out like a Congo panda.
Like a panda in the Congo.
He's standing there like a panda in like the old Congo panda. Or I felt like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm stood there, you know, feeling like the old... Yeah.
Perfect.
What have you got there? So I've done it now. Go on.
I think the old Congo panda, it's the kid's teddy bear that actually has all the power in the family.
Yes.
So you cannot leave the house until that teddy is found.
Genius. That is genius.
That's really good.
That's really good.
That's a great one.
Yeah.
But we might have achieved the moonlight caress with that.
Oh. Sure.
Yeah. No, sorry, moonlight caress. Years ago, just to fill you in. Years ago, I was around, when I was in quite a sort of, you know, a smoky flat when I was about 18, and feeling a bit giggly. We were looking, it was around Christmas time, and all those adverts came on for all those tacky new kind of scents and perfumes.
Right.
And they were really tacky. And we started trying to think up the tackiest possible name for a perfume or scent.
Mm-hmm.
And very early on, we really suggested them, and then... One of my mates went, what about moonlight? And he doesn't really come out of things. He goes, what about moonlight caress? and we laughed so much. And then after that, we're going, yeah, well, what else? And we couldn't get near it. He killed it by saying something. And after that, we described the point at which that's it. You're not going to get better than that. There's, I think that could be the moonlight caress on things. And that could be it. Unless, of course, Gav's got a beauty up his sleeve. What you got, Gav?
Any dictator with massive sunglasses.
I can tell you now, it's game on. We just to say, we have not gone past the moonlight caress. morning to you. It's Paramore right here on Radio X. We were dancing. We danced to it.
Oh, yeah.
Gav said he was watching a lot of dance videos over the weekend.
I was. I watched some Bobby Brown, just him performing live. My God.
I'll tell you what's the funniest video you can see. When it crops up, yeah, he could dance.
Oh, unbelievable.
I mean, ludicrous moves, but he could do them.
Oh, yeah.
He had some shoulder pads. Gav.
He did, yeah.
The best one you can see from that era is that Poison. Yeah, that girl is poison. And they're just this sort of weird shoulder padded gang.
Who was that? Thinking, was it Belle Biv DeVoe?
Yeah, Swingbeat. But they're in an alleyway, but they've all got
New Jack Swing.
No, Swingbeat was after that.
Oh, was it? Yeah.
But it was some. It was like a gang in shoulder pads and shiny clothes. You're thinking, you don't get gangs like that.
No.
There's no big shoulder pad gang. Yeah, right. Let's get back on track.
To the handbags.
With our Mexican handbag. We've got the El Congo Panda. That's what today's Mexican handbag. That's what the bandit selected. So, the El Congo Panda. What have you got there, sons?
Steve from Liverpool says the old Congo Panda is that one person that starts a conga line and then nobody joins in.
It's Congo Panda. The old Congo Panda. Congo Panda. But do you know what I think, though? One of the ones I've written down. This is not from a listener. This is me.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's, you know, at weddings sometimes, or any family get together, and well, there's all ages, but people who just sort of think I'll improvise like a jive, because we're not used to dancing actually with someone,
right? And so haven't actually learned how to do those moves.
Because it's different rules, and everyone's doing sort of ironic. So Saturday Night Fever come, people suddenly do ironic dancing.
Yes,
like
every
dance
is
like an ironic dance, and it's like when people sort of think, yeah, I could probably waltz with someone. I'll probably just do a waltz.
I'll just grab anyone.
I'll just grab you know, like an old lady. And, or the bride's mum.
Yeah.
And we'll just do a sort of, I'll improvise a jive, because I've seen them do that move where you sort of sling them and they roll up your arm.
Yeah.
And then you sort of bend them over your leg.
And it ends in A&E.
And then suddenly, that's the old, so they're up there giving it the old, I think that's the old Congo Panda.
Yeah.
We'll find out some more next. Do stay with us. A lot of these are genius.
Johnny Bourne.
With Motors, helping you find the right used car this autumn.
Radio X.
Right now, in communities across the UK, including yours, people like Hal are struggling.
Jen died in February. Didn't expect it. I was on my own.
Radio X's charity, Globals Make Some Noise, changes lives across the UK. Funding vital local groups for people grieving and dealing with the pain of feeling alone.
The group gave me confidence. By the time we finished that first walk, I felt part of the group.
Donate to Globals Make Some Noise and help people like Howell. Head to makesomenoise.com. Proudly supported by Furniture Village.
Leave your balaclava at home and give your getaway driver the night off. Every Monday to Thursday, we're letting you practically rob Domino's. The weeknight steal. Small pizzas £8, medium £10, and large £12. There's deals, then there's absolute steals.
Domino, boo-hoo.
Minimum delivery spend, charges and areas may apply. T's and C's, see dominoes.co.uk.
As a caterpillar that unexpectedly woke up as a butterfly one morning, I thought nothing new could shock me. Then I had my first surprise cold shower.
Oh, freezing!
Luckily, I had Scottish Power Boiler Care, and an engineer was here in no time. With their new Boiler Care service promise, if you have no heating or hot water and tell them by 8 p.m, they'll send an engineer out by the end of the next working day, or you'll get £50. And sign up for selected Boiler Care by March 31st to get your first 3 months half price. Find out more at scottishpower.co.uk.
T's and C's apply. See scottishpower.co.uk. Service promise and 3 months half price offer until 31st of March 2025 on selected Boiler Care provided by Domestic in General.
The new iPhone 16 Pro is here. The first iPhone with Apple Intelligence. The personal intelligence system that helps you write, express yourself and get things done effortlessly. Proper good that. Get iPhone 16 Pro and always have the latest iPhone with O2 switch up included in Plus plans. Search O2 iPhone 16 Pro. O2. See what you can do.
New and upgrading customers switch up after 90 days. New price may be higher. Apple Intelligence coming December 24 with Siri and device language set to US English. Visit O2.com.
It's cozy season at Matalan with £20 and under autumn essentials. Plus sign up to Matalan Me to get 20% off a £40 spend on selected brands. Discount off original price. Part of our experience. exclusive weekly offers for members. Shop in-store and online at matalan.co.uk. T's and C's apply. Offer ends 1st of October.
Right then, it's Only Fools and Horses, the UK's funniest musical ever, starring me, Benny Jones, as Danny Driscoll, and of course, Paul Whitehouse as Grandad. Come see the record-breaking West End musical comedy with Del Boy Rodders and all the gang. We'll be at London's Eventim Apollo Hammersmith for a Christmas season from the 17th of December. Sailed up your street? Well, good, you can book now at onlyfoolsonstage.com. If not, we know where you live. Know what I mean?
Joe Wilkinson.
Hey!
Hi.
Kick off with the Chris Moyle Show.
I've got a little confession. We got a tour of where you used to work, and we got shown round the building. I can't remember why. They went, oh, this is Chris Moyle's booth. Wow. So this is where Chris talks from. And wow. I've thought about this on and off. This was about 20 years ago.
Come on, here we go.
I fiddled with the dials. Yes. I didn't ruin anything, did I?
I remember coming in to do the show one day and nothing worked.
I've lost so much sleep over having done that.
So now we know.
Listen on your radio and on Global Player.
Tomorrow morning from 6:30.
With Skoda. Grab life by the car keys.
Can I say I've known them for a long, long time, and in my own
overstep the line, but you just cannot get angry in the same way. No, not in the same way. So not in the same way. Oh no, oh no, no.
Is a certain romance right here on Radio X. I heard Izzy talking about their polo shirt years as being her favourite era of Arctic Monkeys. Do Catch is in the afternoon. It's a real education. Guys, she puts the work in. She really puts the rest of us to shame, doesn't she?
Yeah.
In fact, Izzy, if you're listening, just down it a bit, love. You know?
It's such a great description, the polo shirt years.
Yes,
it's
really just perfect. Just absolutely perfect. Anyway, Izzy Pinar's back. After a two-week holiday, do catch in the afternoon for us. A cracking show. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the 4 till 7 thing on your glorious Radio X. We're looking at the old Congo pandas. Get this. The old Congo panda. This is Will in Wolverhampton. This is genius. It's simply an unmarked police car.
Very good.
Very, very, very... Really, really good.
Yeah,
it's nice not to make
too much
noise.
Effort,
no, it's just very good. It's going to fit a whole new style of the show. You know, it's much more.
I like
what
it.
You got, sons?
Darren from Plymouth says the old Congo panda is any animal masquerading as another animal at a discount zoo.
Yes, yes. In fact, in China recently,
they did it with pandas.
With pandas.
Yeah,
they're dressing those dogs up with those things. That's a Congo panda. Well, you got Gav.
Dom in Bethnal says the old Congo panda is the feral child at a wedding that no one knows who the parents are.
Genius.
So must have been hired in for the occasion.
That's fantastic. Get this. I'm really glad neither of you took this one because I really wanted. This is Simon from Shirley. Thank you so much for this. This is, thank you to all of you because they're outstanding. But this is a work of real genius. Yeah, when we first read it, I read it out and I got big laughs. Anyway, here we go. You ready? Simon from Shirley says, the old Congo panda, Johnny, is that chubby biker in full wet weather gear. Absolutely.
Swishing his way into the pub to order a drink.
And always that face really chubbed up by the helmet.
In the helmet, yeah.
What you got, Gav?
The old Congo panda, according to Piers, is any overpriced cola drink sold in a hipster cafe that claims to be organic and tastes rank.
Yes, yes. Sons, what do you got?
Plymouth Tim says the old Congo panda is an overweight policeman.
Yes.
Nice.
Or an undercover policeman we've had in there as well.
Yeah.
The old Congo panda, it's the colleague who always arrives back from long-haul business trips, either wearing some element of national dress or carting a local musical instrument. Good expression here. And wangs on about the authentic experience. Can I say, Andrew, great use of wang. Yeah.
Great use of wang.
Very good use of wang. Yeah. It's not often we encourage the word wang in the show, but that was good.
Yeah.
What you got, Gavin?
Scott in Ulverston says the old Congo panda is that workmate who won't have any of the sweets or chucky treats because they've got carrots and celery.
Little Si.
Little Si
comes in every day with this Tupperware box with two satsumas.
And you don't want anything that's in there.
And I love asking for a satsumi because he looks always slightly irked.
Yeah.
He's sort of got to. Taking things from his tuck box. It's that person who orders a salad whenever they eat out.
Yeah.
This is Jose, Nobody's Soldier.
Motors. Car search with all you need and nothing you don't.
Radio X.
Are you an absolutely huge fonter or a zoom inner? Perhaps you're an arm stretched out like a zombie when holding a newspaper. Or a squint so tightly at the menu the waiter thinks you're sleeping. At Specsavers, we get it. You don't want to admit it's time to become a glasses wearer. That's okay. We're ready to see you whenever you're ready to see properly. Book an eye test at specsavers.co.uk so you can see clearer. Okay, we'll stop with the ears now.
All the big names are here. Ooh, who's that?
I think she was in the movie about that really big shark.
No, not her. The florist.
Oh, she's automating invoices on the go so she can spend more time on that flower wall.
QuickBooks can save you up to 8 hours a week so you can bring your vision to life. That's how you business differently. Intuit's QuickBooks.
Hey, it's Bruce the Butterfly. Did you know that Scottish Power are the experts in solar panels? Trust me, as a butterfly, I can spot who's just winging it. And if you're already a Scottish Power customer and choose to go solar today, you can enjoy a £500 credit on your electricity account, which is a pretty sweet deal from where I'm fluttering. To find out why Scottish Power are the one-stop shop for solar, fly over to scottishpower.co.uk. The £500 applies to Scottish Power customers and will be credited to electricity bill. See website for full details.
Switch to EE's ultra-reliable full-fiber broadband for only $29.99 a month and pay absolutely nothing up front.
What? Nothing?
Not a thing. Plus, it stays fast
even at peak times.
And it's powered by BT.
Bingo! All on the UK's most reliable broadband technology.
That's epic!
No wonder broadband switchers choose EE. Hurry, offer ends 17th of October.
New customers, 24 months, 43.7% UK availability. Terms apply. Price increases on 31st of March each year by £3 a month.
Bye, Mum. Bye, love. Have a good day.
Right, got something for dinner and paid the bills. What would they do without me? Oh, that reminds me. I need to get life insurance sorted.
Legal & General Life Insurance can help cover the expenses of family life should the worst happen to you. Premiums start from £5 a month and you'll get a £120 gift card if you apply before the 22nd of November. Protect your loved ones. Search Legal & General Life Insurance today. No cash in value. T's and C's apply.
Ah, the unassuming office coffee machine. It's where you go to get a brew. It's a pick-me-up for some. A place to catch up for others. And a gateway to steal all your business data for hackers. You see, hackers can strike from anywhere. Even a smart coffee machine. BT Cybersecurity keeps your business protected. Search BT's Got Your Back to find out more. BT means business.
Are you a glasses lifter-upper and peer underneather? Or perhaps a peep over the topper? You could even be a peek around the cider. Actually, forget that. It's impossible. Either way, at Specsavers, we get what you're up against. So why not come and see us about becoming a varifocaler? With varifocal lenses, you'll see close up, far away, and everything in between. And they're free, with a single pair of glasses from £70. Include standard varifocal lenses only. Conditions apply. Ask in store for details.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at 6, Israel's told America it is planning to launch a limited ground incursion. It could happen as soon as today, despite calls for an immediate ceasefire from Joe Biden. Sharon Lifshitz's father was taken hostage by Hamas in the October 7th attacks. She's told us this will not help bring the remaining hostages home.
It takes away from the hostages, and if there's a ground incursion, they've been telling us that nothing will happen for 2 weeks or 3 weeks or 5 weeks. Anything that take away the possibility of all the parties sitting together and reaching a deal does not help the hostages.
There could be a second IT scandal at the post office as the reports found another system was likely to have caused shortfalls. At least 40 former sub-postmasters say they were falsely accused of stealing because of an older system called Capture. The UK's last remaining coal-fired power station near Nottingham has closed today. The switch-off at Ratcliffe-on-Soar brings an end to Britain's use of burning coal to produce energy. And a judge has ruled the TV show Baby Reindeer was wrongly called a true story. It means Fiona Harvey, a woman who claims to be the real Martha from the show, can go ahead with her defamation lawsuit against Netflix.
Sport.
With Global Player, home of the best podcasts like The Sports Agents, hosted by Gabby Logan and Mark Chapman.
It's understood Manchester United's owners are continuing to back Erik ten Hag despite their poor start to the season. He's under pressure after a 3-0 home defeat to Tottenham yesterday, which means they've lost three times in their opening six games. World tennis number one Jannik Sinner is into the semi-finals of the China Open. It's as the World Anti-Doping Agency's appealed a decision to clear Sinner after he failed two drugs tests earlier this year. And Hampshire have become the first county championship cricket club to have overseas ownership. A deal has been agreed with Indian company GMR Group to buy a majority stake.
Weather
with eBay. Find the right part